Lionel Shriver, who, if people don't know her, she's an extremely good American novelist. Her first name is Lionel because she decided at the age in her mid-teens that she didn't want the girl's birth name that she had on her birthing document, and so she changed it officially to Lionel. She felt much more like a Lionel, and she's a very, very, very good novelist, but she is somebody who is strongly opinionated. I agree with very few of her opinions. They are much more conservative than the opinions I hold, but be that as it may. She was the sort of guest of honor, if you like, at the Franschhoek Literary Festival, and she arrived in Cape Town a couple of nights before the festival was due to start and did not have the requisite two stamps in her passport. You are required by South African law to have two blank pages at the end of your passport in order to be given entry. She didn't have those, and eventually she was let through. There was contact with the American Embassy, and the organizers of the Franschhoek Literary Festival called in favors, and she was let in, and she did her thing at the Franschhoek Literary Festival. Then she went up to Joburg, and then she got on a plane back to the UK. And she's written a column in The Spectator, which I find offensive. It's littered with kind of racist, stereotypical tropes about South Africa. And there isn't the barest acknowledgement by her that immigration laws are immigration laws. That there is, I doubt that there's a single country in the world worth visiting that doesn't have a requirement for at least one blank page in a passport. Many countries, including South Africa, but not limited to South Africa, and not all, so some of them are countries like Sweden, not all what Donald Trump might call shithole countries in Africa, require this. And there's no acknowledgement of the fact that, yeah, you know, as a seasoned global traveler, perhaps I should have known. None of that. Just this is typical of South Africa, saying I was targeted because I'm white and I was being made to pay for apartheid. And quite a few people contacted me about this and said, oh, how dare we treat our visitors like that? And I wrote back to all of them, said, how dare our visitors treat us like this? Gary Eisenberg is an immigration lawyer, founder of Eisenberg Associates. Gary, good afternoon. Why is it that countries want you to have either one or two blank pages at the end of your passport?
Hi, John. These are minimal passport requirements, just as countries want passports to be machine readable. And the reason for that is it needs to give the passport authority at the port of entry the freedom to endorse the passport with a small stamp, with a large stamp, and to do that in an unhindered type of way, that the endorsement won't be hindered by another stamp on the same page. It's just to buy a margin of safety for the port authority, immigration authority, nothing more than that.
Because what she said was that there was plenty of space available on pages that weren't completely blank, that there was no risk of the South African stamp interfering with another stamp that was on a not completely filled page.
I heard your comments a few seconds ago on the reading of her Spectator description, and I must say I was blown away by her cynicism and by the comments she made. Probably she was not particularly polite about this to the immigration authority. And second of all, I must say that the words two blank pages in Regulation 2, what does that precisely mean? It's a bit vague. Does it mean contiguous pages, or are there pages that are disparate? Maybe page 5 and page 7 and page 11 are blank. What does that actually mean? And I would agree if someone had to say that those words in Regulation 2 are vague and they are void for vagueness. So Cape Town Home Affairs officials, I know them very well, at Cape Town International Airport, might have said, no, we need two contiguous pages. That is our reading of Regulation 2. Now, that she doesn't write about, but I must admit that the wording is pretty vague and gives rise to situations where a visitor comes in and just throws her toys out of the cot and starts screaming and shouting and shoving her weight around, as she described her own behavior. And this is probably what triggered the adverse reaction.
She does say that she was meek. I don't know. I wasn't there, but she says she was meek. Because, I mean, I have traveled to several dozen countries, more than several dozen countries around the world. And I think I've probably had in several hundred visits to other countries, maybe two pleasant encounters with immigration officials. By nature, immigration officials are stern and grim of demeanor rather than friendly and welcoming. And I mean, I don't know whether you can say with some confidence that, John, there are lots of countries that don't mind. You know, if the requirement for country A is one page or country B is two pages, they're relaxed about it as long as they've got. Because my experience is that if you don't have what immigration requires you to have, get back on a plane and go home. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Absolutely, absolutely true. Look. We don't know the truth of what happened. She describes the behavior as meek, but the whole piece, as it's written, is not a meek piece, and the comments she makes are not meek comments. They're pretty aggressive, and they're very cynical, and probably to some degree racist as well, and stereotypical. So what I'm suggesting is it really depends on immigration on the day. There was an unbelievably vicious case that took place over Christmas, where a Venezuelan passport holder tried to come in using a machine-readable passport, but the passport extension was not machine-readable. It was handwritten by the Venezuelan Immigration Authority, and Cape Town would not allow her in, even though her South African spouse was waiting for her in Cape Town. So this might even go to the Constitutional Court. It was a vicious series of litigation in the Cape High Court over whether or not the extension to the passport was machine readable. So anything can happen at the port of entry, especially if the rules themselves are vague. And my argument over here is, yes, I don't like the piece she wrote, but the formulation of the two blank page rule in Regulation 2 is more vague than it needs to be.
Gary Eisenberg, immigration lawyer, founder of Eisenberg Associates, thank you very much indeed.